Most bodies have been removed and the ones that are left have yet to be picked up. Each has to be photographed and documented. The dead are silent witnesses to what happened here. And what is alleged to have happened is Russian soldiers attacking civilians fleeing the city.
He went to get some wood, when all of a sudden they started shooting. They hit him a bit above the heel, crushing the bone, and he fell down. The shooter shouted, "Don't scream, or I will shoot." Then they shot off his left leg completely. Then they shot him in the chest, and another shot went slightly below the temple. It was a controlled shot to the head.
The mayor of Kyiv visited Bucha to show solidarity and express anger.
It's genocide. Genocide of Ukrainian population. More than sure is that people in Russia and the Russian government have to pay for that painful price.
Officials are gathering evidence and will submit their findings that may well form the basis of a war crimes investigation.
I am a witness because I was here. Today we finally have opportunity to register what happened here. All this will become evidence in our case.
In the outskirts of Bucha, Russian forces shelled houses. The residents say they were effectively held hostage.
The Russians broke into our houses and took them over. They told us not to go out at night.
On the main road leading into Bucha, this Russian convoy of heavily armored vehicles lies completely destroyed. It stands testament to the ferocity of the fight. The town was retaken by Ukrainian forces on the 31st of March. It's only now that what happened here can be documented. So far, the municipality has found 300 bodies, but as they search the town, that figure could rise much higher.
I've counted at least 10 dead bodies down this road. They're waiting to be picked up. They'll be taken to the morgue where they'll be recorded and eventually even picked up perhaps by their loved ones. Although the bodies will be removed from this road, the scars that this town is feeling will take a lot longer to heal.
As will the cleanup. Grigory tries to sweep away some of their debris, but it's almost futile. He tries anyway, but the scale of destruction is simply too much.
Now, President Volodymyr Zelensky's also been speaking. He had a message to Francis Sarkozy and Germany's Merkel. He basically said Ukraine wants to invite Merkel and Sarkozy to come to Bucha and to see what 14 years of concessions to Russia looks like. He's referencing there the fact that Europe relies on gas supplies from Russia. He also went on to say that he wants Russia's leaders to see what their orders have done in Ukraine. So lots of very strong language, lots of very emotive terms coming out there from President Volodymyr Zelensky. And as we see more and more atrocities, more and more of the effects of war coming to light over the next coming days, expect that language to get stronger.